Esther chapter 1. Now these things happened in the days of Ahasuerus. This Ahasuerus, also called Xerxes, reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. In those days, when King Ahasuerus sat on his throne in the citadel of Susa, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast for all his officials and servants, the commanders of the army of Persia and Media, the nobles and governors of the provinces were present. He displayed the riches of his glorious empire and the splendor of his majesty for a total of 180 days. When these days were completed, the king made a feast for all the people who were present at the citadel of Susa, both great and small. It lasted 7 days and was held in the courtyard of the garden of the king's palace. There were white and blue linen curtains with cords of fine linen and purple ribbons tied to silver rings to pillars of marble. The couches were of gold and silver on a mosaic pavement of porphyry, marble, mother of pearl, and other costly colored stones. Drinks were served in gold goblets, with each one different from the other, and royal wine was in abundance at the king's expense. The drinking was according to the instructions that there should be no restrictions, for the king had ordered all the officers of his house that they should give to each of the guests whatever they desired. Queen Vashti also hosted a feast for the women in the royal palace that belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehum, Biza, Harbona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zethar, and Karkas, the 7 eunuchs who served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king wearing the crown royal, to show the peoples and the princes her beauty, for she was very beautiful. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command by the eunuchs. Then the king became infuriated, and his anger burned within him. Then the king consulted with the wise men who understood the times, for it was the king's custom to consult with those who understood the law and justice. And those next to him were Karshina, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Memucan, the 7 officials of Persia and Media, who regularly saw the king's face and held the highest positions in the kingdom. What should be done to Vashti according to the law, because she has not obeyed the command of King Ahasuerus by the eunuchs? Then Memucan responded before the king and the princes, "Queen Vashti has not done wrong just to the king, but also to all the officials and to all the peoples throughout the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For this action of the queen will become known to all the women, encouraging them to treat their husbands with contempt, since they will say, 'King Ahasuerus commanded Vashti, the queen, to be brought in before him, but she would not come.' This day the noble women of Persia and Media, who have heard about the queen's behavior, will rebel against all the king's nobles the same way, and there will be no end of the contempt and wrath. So if it pleases the king, let a royal decree be issued by him, and let it be written in the law of the Persians and the Medes, so that it cannot be altered, that Vashti be banished from the presence of King Ahasuerus. And let the king give her royal estate to another who is more worthy than she. Then, when the king's decree is published throughout his entire kingdom, as vast as it is, all the wives will give their husbands honor from the greatest to the least." The saying pleased the king and the officials, so the king followed the advice of Memucan. He sent letters to all the royal provinces, into every province in its own script, and to each people in their own language, that every man should be ruler of his own home, and should speak the language of his own people.